Talking Heads. That would be me and Deb, 94.9 The River, and Steve Stubner, Outdoors Experts, in studio with us now at 7:41. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Are you just happy that we got winter now?
Yeah, I'm very happy for Boise people that have been waiting to see some white stuff on the ground.
Yeah, McCall can't lord it over us anymore, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's 6 to 8 feet up there.
Yeah, okay. But down here, we're taking what we can get.
And we got a President's Day weekend, so a lot of people are having a nice long weekend. They might have taken today off, or they're cutting out early.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, there's just a really major amount of snow forecast for the mountains throughout the weekend, with maybe a little bit of a break on Sunday, but up to 3 feet of snow at some of the ski areas, especially Magic Mountain, Pommerelle, are supposed to get in that 3 foot range, and then Bogus 28 to 30 inches by next Tuesday.
Wow.
So we're not getting it all at once. It's going to be, you know, 5-6 inches at night, another 2 to 4.
That's a good way for it to happen.
During the day. Yeah. And so it's just a cumulative totals that
easier
I'm
for them
about.
To manage it a little bit that way.
Well, yes, and there's less slide danger. Like when Sun Valley got 51 inches in 3 days, they had to close the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people do need to be safe out there. They could check with avalanche centers like the Sawtooth Avalanche Center and the Payette Avalanche Center. If you're going to go out and do your own backcountry thing, there's just going to be deeper and deeper snow as the weekend progresses. And so avalanche danger will go up through that period. Mm-hmm. But snow levels look really good, so it's not going to be like a Pineapple Express. It's a colder series of storms, which is good, and not too much wind, hopefully, and a lot of wind can also
be supposed to be some gusty winds coming up, I think, Saturday night, possibly. I'm not sure.
But yeah, and then down south of the Snake, like Pommerelle, it's always windy.
Yeah, that's given.
But one thing to think about it for downhill skiers is that a lot of the online tickets are already sold. Like Bogus is mostly sold out for the weekend. So if you want to go ski and you can't get to Bogus, think about going somewhere else. You know, like Soldier Mountain, Pommerelle, Magic. You know, those would be some alternatives where you can still go ski.
Is Brundage pretty well sold out for the weekend too? Or?
I think they are through Saturday, if I understand that correctly, but people should check for sure on the websites.
Yeah, because you buy ahead of time.
Yeah. You absolutely have to buy ahead of time. Mm. Yeah. You definitely can't just drive up there and buy a ticket at the
window. Those days are not happening right now.
No, it haven't been all season.
Yeah.
And remember to wear your masks. I'm hearing, talked to Scott Turlington earlier this week from Tamarack, and he said people have been bad about masks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so people are
but you will be turned away if you don't have a mask in line, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's required. Yeah. So no exceptions. And then for my blog this week, I besides the snow activities, I've also just suggested a couple of greenbelt walks because the Foothills trails will be wet and sloppy.
Okay.
And so couple of ideas in terms of the Barber Park, Marianne Williams Loop.
Yes.
And Eagle Greenbelt as well.
Okay.